Today's New Year's Day, and the solemnity of the Mother of God is not a coincidence. Of course, the Church starting off the new year with Our Lady, because she is so important to the Church, to the world, to us personally, in our personal spiritual life, in our life itself, starting the very first day of the year with this greatest feast of Our Lady, her mother, her privilege as the Mother of God. This is her greatest privilege, side by side her Immaculate Conception, sort of that coin, you know, her divine maternity and her Immaculate Conception, which is greater. Most scholars say her divine maternity is what is the source of all the other privileges, the reason for all the other privileges. Certainly her Immaculate Conception underlines her immense holiness, her fullness of grace, her fullness of God, and then her role as Mother of God, which prepared her for this role to be the Mother of God, the greatest possible dignity of a human creature, the greatest possible. God could not have given a greater dignity to any human being than he did to Our Lady. There wasn't any other gift he could give that would be greater, which raises Our Lady up to the greatest possible dignity and holiness that a creature could have. You know, St. Bonaventure says, God could not have created a greater creature than Our Lady. Even his infinite power he could not have. So this is how important the feast of the Mother of God is in the world, in creation, and even into God. This Our Lady is important to God, his greatest masterpiece, the most important creature. And this feast really her role as Mother of God really underlines how important she should be for all of us. You know, St. Maximilian says we've only scratched the surface of who Mary is, how great she is, what God has really done in her. We have only begun to just say a few words about her, as what he said. We really don't know Our Lady, how great she really is in her holiness and greatness, and what God has done to her. We only know that in heaven, and we'll learn about it perhaps for all eternity, what God has done in her. And we really need to reflect on how important she should be to us. We just look at the example of Jesus. He obeyed that fourth commandment, honor your mother and your father, and he fashioned Our Lady to be as holy and as great as she is, perfect, the perfect creature. He fashioned her, he made her that way, and he gave himself to her, and he lived with her and followed her lead, so to speak, in his humanity. And This is all just an example to all of us of what we must do with Our Lady. She has to be center in our life. She needs to be important, immensely important to us. And it is only in that where we will follow the example of Jesus and we will be guided through our life. How important motherhood is, especially divine motherhood. In our spiritual motherhood, how important it is. We will always be children, always be needy, dependent, weak, in need of grace and help, enlightenment and protection and guidance from Our Lady. We'll always need that. We'll always need a mother. And if we think that once we've reached a certain age that we can put her aside and just say happy birthday to her on her birthday, acknowledge her on her feasts, that's not the idea of the Church and the idea of God and how we should be relating to Our Lady. It's a day-to-day childhood that we are continuing to live in. And this keeps us humble, but also keeps us safe and keeps us continually enlightened and infused with the grace that we need to live a holy life. We will always be children. We always need to have our hand in hers. We always need to look to her. So we have to see ourselves as 3 or 4 year olds, 5 year olds, whatever, walking through our life to the day we die. And she will always be our mother. And we will always be children, or we should be, because we won't enter heaven unless we are children. And we can be children and learn childhood through turning to our mother. What's the best way to learn to be a child but to be devoted to your mother? You know, we can be children to our father and sort of, you know, buddy-buddy, go hunting with our father and, you know, talk about manly things, and then we don't think of ourselves as a child anymore. But when we relate to our mother, we do. You know, we always have that sense of childlikeness, and we always need to be mother's boys, mother's girls. We always need to have that mentality, to be humble, to be holy, to be guided, to be molded by Our Lady. We have to be that clay in her hands, which requires that humility, that childlike heart. So we're doing that in the beginning of this year, maybe a resolution we can make to be more humble, to be more childlike, to be more devoted to Our Lady, to make her more important in our spiritual life, in our entire life, to make Our Lady important as she was to Jesus, as she is to God. She must be more and more important as she is becoming more and more important in the church, in our role of self, our redemption and our salvation, how important she is to the church, to the world. And it's becoming more and more clear, it's more and more strong, and the Holy Spirit is revealing us to us more and more throughout the ages how important she is to the world and to the church, to our individual spiritual life. So let us learn this. Let us delve into the mystery of Our Lady and what God has done to her and what he wants us to meditate on, what he wants us to live as children of Mary, totally in love with her, totally consecrated to her, totally devoted and entrusting ourselves totally to her. We give her our life today, this first day of the year, and we make all our resolutions of reform and conversion, sanctification, improvement, growth and love for God. We entrust it all into her hands today, that she help us to fulfill our resolutions through this year, and to help us to deepen them, make more, and make us continually grow and progress in holiness and observance of the teachings of Jesus and his example, and following Our Lady's example as well.
Fructum ventris tuum.